Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind. I'm Dr. Rebecca Weber, here today with Rebecca Wood, counselor based in Geneva, who's here to talk to us this month about the experience of being pregnant in a pandemic. For more information, you can visit RebeccaWoodCounseling.com. So, Rebecca, if someone were to feel that feelings were becoming, you know, quite overwhelming while pregnant, or the partner of the pregnant woman was concerned, what could they actually do about it?
It's a great question. I think the first thing and the most important thing is to remember that you are not alone. This is not your fault and there is help out there. So I think just acknowledging that something is amiss can be really important. Just knowing that I'm just not feeling quite right. Something's off. And it can be hard to ask for help, but it's incredibly important. So the very first important step is just knowing yourself and your needs, or having someone near to you who can see that you know, you're struggling a little bit.
Okay. And what about, like, you know, once you've acknowledged you're not feeling great, what is the next step to do after that?
Okay, so the next step is to talk with a trusted healthcare provider. So whether that's your doctor or your gynecologist or your midwife, they can talk to you about how you're feeling and support you in deciding what next steps to take. And what I really want to say is if you do that, if you take that risk and talk to that person and you feel that you're not getting the support that you need from that person, try again.
Very good advice. Absolutely. I agree. It's important to feel that the person you're speaking to will actually help you. So what does treatment for depression or anxiety in pregnancy look like?
So it can really depend on sort of what you're bringing and what's happening for you. But it could be additional support in the community. So through support groups, it can be through talk therapy, so talking to a counsellor or a psychotherapist. And there's also the possibility of medication in pregnancy. There is a lot of information out there about what is safe to take and what's not. And you should be supported in making that decision. So the key thing really is that it's a really courageous act to seek help in pregnancy. And this instinct, this reflex of beginning to know yourself and beginning to advocate yourself is something that will carry you forward through birth and into the postpartum period.
Right. And then the experience of parenting, and that we don't parent alone, and that famous saying of it takes a village is really true. So when there's not already a built-in village, it requires asking for help.
Exactly.
So that's a beautiful first step to take whilst pregnant. Thank you so much, Rebecca. For more information, please contact her at RebeccaWoodCounseling.com. If you'd like to listen to that show again or others like it, you can look at our website, worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.